It's Nick and Wheeze, and we're joined by Terry Bourgeois, who is the founder of the Empire State Ride, which right from the beginning sounds like a crazy long bike trek. But Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Nick.
Tell me what the ride is all about.
Well, it's a 7-day, 560-mile ride from New York City to Niagara Falls to support Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
How many miles?
560-ish. Yeah. Some people do more, actually. We actually have to give people the chance to do extra hills and miles, if you can believe that.
Terry, that's the crazy part of it. You want people to like make it even harder.
No, they do. But we ride about 80 miles a day. We start on Staten Island. We take the ferry, mm-hmm. and we get to see the Statue of Liberty, which has been a symbol of hope for many
of
our ancestors.
Like bicycles on the ferry you're carrying
yeah,
on?
No, cool. Yeah. The ferry is almost all us. And we ride past, it's so iconic. You ride past the Statue of Liberty, get dropped off in Battery Park, and we follow the Hudson up to Albany and then take a left and head over to Niagara Falls.
What motivated you to start this?
So I have been volunteering for Roswell Park for 27 years. And back in 2013-20 period, we needed more money. We still need more money, right? We had a gap in the research we could do mm-hmm. or wanted to do versus what we could do. And so it was really to create another multi-million dollar revenue stream.
Yeah. How many people take part in this ride?
We will have over 300 people cross the finish line in Niagara Falls on Saturday, August 1st.
Wow. The logistics of riding from Staten Island to Niagara Falls, how do you do, like, where do you sleep? Is it hotels? Is it tents? Are we carrying everything? How does that work?
We call it glamping.
Okay.
When you get to camp at night, there is a tent that is provided and set up for you, an air mattress, towel, chair, water, and your luggage is waiting for you. So during the day, you just worry about you and your bike and your butt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have rest stops every 20 miles. But when you get to camp at night, everything's ready to go and we have amazing food.
Tell me one personal story you've heard about someone that's done the ride where maybe it changed their life.
Oh, my gosh. There is. To narrow it down to one is really difficult. You know, there was one woman that resonates with me that rode, and she actually wasn't doing it because she had a cancer story.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing it because she was an immigrant to the United States. She struggled in the U.S. She became successful in the teaching community. And she had 70 students back home that she wanted to prove you can do anything you put your mind to. And she struggled, but she overcame. She did it. And she has been, her life has just changed so much after that experience.
Stories like that make your event very special. Terry from the Empire State Ride, thanks for joining us on KISS 98.5.
Thank you for having me.
All right, great to have you. Good luck with your ride this weekend.
You.